We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, earlier this year, not too long ago, I filed a lawsuit against the city of St. Louis for violating Missouri Sunshine Law. Over the course of the last year, I have been seeking records along with and on behalf of a client of mine who was held in the Justice Center in St. Louis City, the jail there. He was assaulted because the locks in the jail do not work. And we've been looking, basically doing an investigation into his situation. And as part of that investigation, I requested public records from a public governmental entity, which was the city of St. Louis. And it's taken a long time to get records from them. It took a lawsuit before they completed the request that I made. And along that, I guess, that journey of discovery, found out that a lot of other folks, reporters, researchers, attorneys, have had a lot of trouble with receiving public records from the city of St. Louis because of violations of the Sunshine Law.
What was that response? Did the city say, all right, yeah, we'll get these records to you, we'll open things up, and we'll change some practices moving forward? Or did they respond a different way?
Well, wouldn't that have been lovely? No, they actually sued me. So they filed a counterclaim that I woke up to on Thanksgiving. They have sued me for what they are calling an abuse of process, for asking them, really demanding of them in court, to follow Missouri's Sunshine Law. They've asked for punitive damages, compensatory damages, totaling over $25,000, essentially because I asked for public records from the government.
Are these routine open records? Is there any kind of a question, could these records potentially not be open?
There wasn't really, as far as I can tell, there really wasn't a question about whether these records were open or closed. It was just about the amount of time that they were going to take to produce them, if they were going to produce them at all. They just really dragged their feet through the entire process up until a lawsuit was filed.
And we've heard a lot over the past few years about allegations and judgments when it comes to the state, various state offices and office holders handling of, records and whether they're being transparent, complying with the Sunshine Law. So it seems like we've heard a lot about this from the state, but not necessarily from the city.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, I think that people have had difficulty with the city for some time, but there hasn't really been a big push on litigation. I do think that somebody else does have an ongoing lawsuit right now involving some records requested, again, involving the conditions at jails and just how they're not maintaining them in some cases, or at least not keeping them safe in a lot of them. But yeah, I mean, a lot of, including my previous litigation on this matter, really was, it involved the former governor, Eric Greitens, involved the governor's office, the attorney general's office. I didn't really think that this was going to be an issue. And even the first Sunshine request that I sent to the city on all of this was much more laid back, one that I haven't really sent for a long time to the state, since they've been really causing a lot of trouble in litigation. But the city has unfortunately not been very different.
Do you feel like this is a situation where the city is circling the wagons? We don't want this information to get out. Let's stall. Or is this a case where the city's just not organized? They just don't have the procedures, but there's not necessarily anything devious behind it.
Yeah, great question for the city. I don't know. I mean, they were not very forthcoming with the information. It's not like it's a positive thing for them to not have locks working in a jail and then to have people assaulted and injured there. I really don't know the answer to that. I do think that, as far as I can tell, it does appear that the system with which that they are currently using to respond to Sunshine requests is not working, because I'm not the only one who's in this boat right now.
Is this a retribution, do you feel like, or do you think that this is just normal legal wrangling?
Well, I can tell you, at least from my personal experience, this claim that they have against me, it's a really sad one, because I mean, it's one that would discourage the public from utilizing the rights that they are given under Missouri law to see what our government is doing with our taxpayer money. And it's just really sad to see a government that not only doesn't want to be transparent, but wants to really deter people from making these requests in the future. I mean, how many folks have $25,000 just sitting around to pay a punitive damages fee to the city because they made requests for records that they should have had access to already?
And Elad, why is it important for people to be able to get access to those records for the public to know what their government's up to?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of reasons. One is accountability. We cannot have a responsive government unless that government is accountable to the people, and we can't have any accountability if we don't know what they are doing with our funds. It goes to policy questions about how are we allocating our resources. But then you come to situations like reporters who are trying to get the news out about some issue of public importance. How are you supposed to do that if the government won't release any of these records to you? Or if you look at an attorney, like in my case, where I am investigating a claim that someone was injured by the city's wrongdoing, and the city's trying to put up a whole bunch of barriers to doing that. That's not the job of the government. The government's job is not to uphold their own power. It's supposed to be there to represent the people in our city, in this case, in our state, when it comes to the state level. And I just don't think that you are doing that as a government official, when instead of looking, how can I best serve the public? How can I make sure that these statutes and these laws and these regulations are being upheld in the way that protects people? Instead, I'm more thinking about how do I get out of this problem that I've caused for myself? And it's just a really sad and scary thing, honestly, for folks. I mean, if they're willing to do this to me, somebody who litigates Sunshine Law cases, unfortunately, often now, what are they willing to do to just folks who don't know the law and don't know what their rights are under the law? It's a really sad thing to see.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.